This morning, we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Judy Nelson is with us this morning, and Judy helps to head up the Every 15 Minutes program here in Cass County. Judy, good morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Thank you for your time. I know you're kind of busy these days because you've been working on a program there in the Griswold Community School District this year as part of that rotation around the schools here in Cass County. Has it overall, since you've started it, it's been a few years now, has it been a solid program for you? Has it worked well?
I think it is. It's really hard to we don't have any, you know, data, so to speak. But, you know, I work in the emergency room, and I still hear parents come in or kids come in that say, you know, it's been 5 years ago, it's been 4 years ago or 8 years ago, and we still talk about it. So to me, it stayed in their mind. That tells me, at least for some people, hopefully it's made a difference. Working there, I don't think we see the alcohol-related collisions that we used to. Whether it has to do with this program or not, I can't say. But it certainly is making an impact on at least a lot of them because they are remembering it several years down the road.
Every 15-minute program, down to the basics, is about what?
It's about, kind of have to give you the history. It started in the mid-1990s, which now is a long time ago from when I started this. But at that time, the statistics revealed that somebody died approximately every 15 minutes of an alcohol-related collision. So they were between 17 and 20,000. Now, a lot has changed in those 20-plus years. Our numbers are down on fatalities related to alcohol significantly. We're now down to 10 to 12,000, which means now we're up to about every 45 to 50 minutes. But we've kept the name. But a lot of other things have changed since then. So our overall unnecessary fatalities, preventable fatalities, is at least where it was, if not above. We now have more youth and adults driving under the influence of illegal drugs and prescription drugs that they think it's okay to do. So you ask your county attorney and they'll tell you, right now, driving under the influence, they prosecute more under the influence of drugs than they do alcohol. So we're seeing more of that, and it's not just your kids that don't have anything to do. We're seeing it in honor students, top athletes. It's across the board, and it's here in Cass County. So there's more under the influence drivers. The other thing is, back then we didn't have cell phones, and that is a huge. And for every step we gain with the alcohol, we're seeing more collisions related to cell phone use. Hands-free or not, it's still causing collisions. So I incorporate those things into my program because it's the same thing. End result's the same. People are dying unnecessarily. And so the end result's the same, and it all has to do with bad driving habits, all
Absolutely.
Preventable.
Anything that distracts us from the important thing that we're doing at that moment is a bad thing.
It's a bad thing, and that's what we're addressing. You've got a huge responsibility behind the wheel of that car, and it's not fun and games, and lives are impacted, and that's what we try to get to the kids, that they not only see, hear, and do it, that they feel it, and they realize the impact that those habits that they're forming now can have in the future.
Absolutely. And is it successful? Well, if you save just one life, every life is precious. You save one, you're successful.
That's right. That's one less family hearing that news that their loved one's not coming home.
Yeah, because it just doesn't affect one person.
It
affects
right.
a lot of people. And I guess that's kind of what the basis of this is. You did a lot yesterday with the process getting started in the morning, and then the mock collision and everything that went along with that. It's an awful lot for students to process in one day.
It is. What we're trying to do, the motto behind Every 15 Minutes, is that we make this as realistic as possible without the real life consequence. So, you know, yesterday we start by taking these kids out one at a time. We label them as our living dead. We collect, you know, 20 to 30 kids. And we start by putting them back, you know, they hear an announcement of their death, they hear an obituary read about them. When we put the kids back in the classroom, they aren't allowed to talk to the students. And so they start to understand that there's a little bit of that separation. We continue with the mock collision, so they see that collision. The students of the living dead, if they're injured, they go to the hospital. We continue to treat them there in a mock way. And then there's a sentencing for the drunk driver that they also view. So we continue that all through the day. And then the students stayed overnight at a retreat last night. So we've continued that separation. They're not talking to family. They're not talking to friends. And as they can tell you now, we did take their phones away. So nothing says death to a teenager like taking their cell phones. They'll get them back this morning after the assembly. But we try to simulate that separation of death. In a little bit here, we're going to be starting our memorial assembly, which is kind of a mock funeral. that is really the epitome of the whole program. It brings it all together, and that's when the emotions and the true feelings of what a little bit of experience of a loss can be due to one of these factors.
I think back growing up, I think I was pretty fortunate. I was 25 years old when I first experienced the loss of someone close to me. That's a pretty good run for 25 years. But some of these are young kids in some cases yet, too. Some of these students, these youngsters, they haven't really experienced loss like that. This might be their first experience.
It might be, and it's going to be a very emotional one. We make no bones about that. But like the kids will hear in a little bit that, you know, this is all, it's very emotional. It's kind of a kick in the gut program. We don't deny that. But the difference is, you know, those two students that we have kind of portrayed as dead, they're going to be back in their classroom today. The drunk driver is going to be in there with them instead of spending the next 25 years in prison. So they still aren't getting the full impact, but as much as this hurts, can they imagine the impact if it was real? And you know, it's like, especially with these phones, it's playing Russian roulette out there. You know, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And eventually you keep using those phones on the road and that bullet's going to stop on your turn sometime.
What kind of feedback do you get from instructors, from administrators at some of the school districts that you've worked with? Is it impacting them too?
I think so. We always get good feedback. Atlantic for sure is committed to, they want to do this every 2 years. So, you know, and it's getting the other four. I think we're online with everybody so that all the students in Cass County, we can get in that continuous rotation, that all the students will get the program. So, yeah, we do. We get good feedback. I mean, I've never been able to text and drive. I can't text when I'm sitting still, but you know, the phone use was there. I'm not one of those that was on my phone from the time I leave, but I have used it and it's changed my ways. Most of the people who volunteered for me have said it's made them think a lot more, the parents of these students. So we're not just getting to the students, we're getting to the parents. And you know, if each one of those kids go off to college and you know, they tell somebody else, hey, I'm going to be your DD, your designated driver, or we're not going to drive home tonight. And if they can be on that influence, it starts to snowball. And that one person starts to be the catalyst and the leader for the rest of their peers and their friends. And if we can do the same thing with the adults, we can make a difference with this.
Yeah, you got me. That's where I was going next, too. This is kind of an all-in program because you involve the parents as well. It's everybody because it does impact when you have something like this happen. It's not just the person who might be the victim or the person who might be the one responsible. It's everyone around them that suffers, too.
That's right. It's you know, really the loss has probably got the easiest way out, so to speak. But those left behind, it's a huge impact, or having to live with that guilt that you took somebody's life, that's not easier. We have a recording from Andrew Schlichtmeier in the Clarinda prison that killed four men. And, you know, there was an honor student. His life and his family life has just been shattered by this.
Blink of an eye.
Blink of an eye, absolutely.
Absolutely. That's how quickly it can all happen. Now, it continues today. Most of the activities were done yesterday, and you mentioned the overnight that you had last night. Mm-hmm. But now today you've got the funeral part of it. This is where it really strikes.
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the things that go on in this funeral is it's set up like a funeral. We have caskets, we have flowers, we have an obituary program, so to speak. Included in that, we're going to show a video of yesterday's activities so the parents and the rest of them can see kind of what went on here, what went on in the hospital, what went on in the courtroom. Our guest speaker today is Bob Schmiel from Omaha. He's the organizer of Matt's Foundation, his son, who was hit by a drunk driver and left for dead on the side of a road like an animal. And he was 21, and he's our speaker. We've had him last year, and he just does a phenomenal job of bringing this home. You can't hardly get through listening to him without choking up. And we have some letters the kids have written to their parents and vice versa that they're going to hear. And you'll see a lot of emotion today. It comes out in the toughest of them.
Yeah, boy, God bless him for sharing that story, too. It would be so hard to be able to sit down and talk about that. I'm sure it's probably part therapy for him, too, to be able to tell the story, but that's got to be difficult.
Yeah, and it's like a lot of our speakers. We have speakers at the retreat last night. You know, we have the McNeese family that lost their two kids to Red Oak because a girl was texting and passing, and we've had some others, you know, from Ottoman County that lost a 17-year-old son, and you know, the Andrew Schlichtmeier on the from his view, was the drunk driver that took those lives. So they see a lot of and hear a lot of stories. Most of these have been local and nearby, so it's not like something that happens to somebody else and somewhere else. It happens right here. Mm-hmm. So they've been hearing it last night, and they hear Bob again this morning, and so hopefully it starts to sink into them. These are people that are facing the consequences. Their kids aren't going to be with them tomorrow.
Yeah, and this is more than just role-playing. For folks who aren't familiar with the program, you've got actual props. You've got the crash scene set up. You've got news stories that these students are going to experience. They're going to be arrested, booked. They're going to go to the courthouse. Mm-hmm. You know, they went through all of this yesterday. Mm-hmm. And boy, that gavel comes down from the judge. That's quite the experience too sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. You think, and like I said, it's all mock. It's all set up. But I think my team does a phenomenal job on their moulage and making things real. You know, LifeNet comes in. And our EMS, are trained to go with the role and play it from the time they pick them up at the scene all the way to the hospital with reports. And, hospital carries it on. We want them to understand a little bit of what it feels like to be in that position. Sometimes you hear the one student might be hearing them in the room next door saying he's gone, and hearing the parents at that time that are there. So they get to hear and feel a lot. And we do. We try. I got a great team. They make it pretty real, and they get better every time.
There's a lot that goes into preparing for this, so I hope folks appreciate all the effort and the volunteer hours that have been put into putting this program together, and thank you for helping and doing this year after year in the area school districts. I know they appreciate it, and I know it's making an impact, so thank you so much, and good luck with today's activities.
Thank you.